Drive Time on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. You know that performance counts, so put your pension in the hands of our experts. Talk to a financial broker about a Zurich pension today.
Trailer ride, 16 coaches long.
As the train rushed on at a terrible pace, sulfuric fumes scorched their hands and face.
Train a coming, it's rolling around the bend.
I am gonna be high on that mighty low G
blow. Okay, every single song they could think of with train in it, I think there. Now, as sustainable travel becomes an increasingly hot topic, rail travel is enjoying a renaissance across Europe and beyond as tourists seek a greener, slower paced way to see the world. So what are the best train journeys available right now? And what are some tips for those considering booking such a getaway? Well, from epic scenic railways to the latest sleeper train routes, travel writer and seasoned train spotter Tom Brannock joins us now from our Cork studio.
Katie, how are we doing?
Very good. This is something I don't do enough of, but I have very romantic ideas about train travel, I have to say. You've done some absolutely spectacular ones, though.
I have indeed, and I suppose to your intro soundtrack there, there is definitely an enduring romanticism about train travel, and I kind of feel that, you know, pre-COVID, there was definitely a buzz about the Greta effect and flight shame, and there was a big momentum about train travel coming. And then with COVID, that kind of burst and we all kind of started grabbing flights again. But while flights are still breaking pre-COVID numbers now, rail travel is definitely coming back, and they're expecting that it's going to double in consumer spend within the next 10 years alone. So I think people are looking for that slowdown connection, that real-time slideshow of life as the scenes pass us by. And There's infinite options.
Okay, let's talk through some of the classic ones.
Yes, well, I suppose you can't talk about Switzerland without mentioning Switzerland, yeah, and the capital of train journeys, arguably. I lived there for a few years myself, and the Swiss, such an integral part of Swiss national identity and their way of life. I think it's this time of year that they announce their annual timetables every year, which is like top story news in the country. And I suppose the top one would be the Bernina Express and the Glacier Express. Two similar rides, and they're epic factor, but the Bernina Express leaves from Chur in German-speaking Switzerland to Tirano on the Italian border, just inside of Italy. So it's actually only a four-hour train ride. And I think that's one thing for your listeners to know, that you don't have to do these multi-week Trans-Siberian-esque odysseys to have a fantastic train ride. And that journey costs from about 100 euros each way. So you go through these epic alpine passes, you know, glacial valleys. Their railroads are actually UNESCO listed. So, I mean, when you're in Switzerland, not only is the scenery really epic, but you're just really marveling at all this engineering, much of it which was done, you know, over a century ago. And then like the iconic spiral viaduct at Brusio, I think, if I remember. So all these really incredible scenes.
So you've done that one yourself, Tom.
I have, yeah. I mean, it's almost a hobby when you're living in Switzerland. We would just meet our friends, and I had one of those like national cards. So you would just head down to Lausanne for the evening, or to, you know, Lugano, and, you know, catch up, have a drink, watch the world go by, and a bit of people watching. To your point earlier, not so much small talk with with the fellow Swiss passengers, but it was a really incredible experience.
Okay, another one that I dream of as well, Rocky Mountains.
Ah, yeah. So this is more of a, I suppose, an epic multi-day journey. So the Rocky Mountaineer, they have various multi-day trips across Alberta and British Columbia in Canada. They also go through to Alaska. But so if you're the areas of Banff, Jasper, really epic rocky mountain scenery. And one that I did and would be of interest to any of your listeners who may be considering a cruise to Alaska is the White Pass and Yukon route. So that leaves from Skagway, which is a popular cruise stop along the Pacific Northwest route. And so you can take a shorter route from Skagway up to Whitecap Summit, and that takes you just a couple of hours. So you've absolutely magnificent scenery. It was a former gold rush route, so you have that real old railroad character and epic scenery. You might spot a grizzly bear along the way too. And with those ones, I always tell people, if you're booking excursions from a cruise ship like these railroad options, always Google the operators on the ground rather than booking directly through your operator, because you may just be spending really extravagant booking fees, which can be very easily avoided.
And how much would that one cost?
That one is $250, so we'll say €220, so very reasonable for to partake in one of the most incredible train rides in the world.
What about the other end then, the luxury?
Okay, so Orient Express. And interestingly, talking about flight shame earlier, that the Orient Express, the original, the OG Orient Express, went off rail as such in 2009. And now there's a newer iteration called the Venice Simplon Orient Express, named after one of those Alpine mountain tunnels. And so this is seriously high-end luxe, Katie. So
this is my kind of thing, I feel.
Yeah. Oh, good. Well, wait for the price. So they start from the bones of €4,000 for one of their shorter journeys. So from Paris to Verona is one of their shorter routes. So you leave from Paris in the mid-afternoon, head on down over the Swiss Alps to Verona, and it's €3,920 per person sharing for one of, that's not even a suite, by the way. That's one of those, albeit extremely luxurious, kind of couchette, that slide back chairs that turns into a bunk at night. But and then you're talking for like suites or more longer trips like this. You can still go to Istanbul, for example. You're talking five figures there. But yeah, I mean, the thing about train travel is you experience all these epic routes anyway, right? I mean, there are still amazing services. One of the best trips I ever did was a trip from the Montenegrin coast. Bar is the name of the town there. Lots of Irish holidaymakers go there nowadays. And I took a trip up to Belgrade. So it went through, it was really, I'd say we paid about 20, 25 euros each way. And it goes through like really dramatic Bosnian and Balkan mountain scenery. And then had some like epic Airbnb stops along the way, and then into Belgrade. So I guess my point is, you don't have to have one of those blockbuster household names to have a really incredible experience.
Indeed. That sounds fantastic, actually. Want to look up. That's Montenegro to...
From Bar to Belgrade.
From Bar to Belgrade. Okay. Mm-hmm. Okay, we'll do that. Tom, I could talk to you for all day about this. I just love these ideas for holidays, but we will come back to it. But for now, many, many thanks.